Peace to you all who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. In this final season of the church year, we focus on the end times. This morning we hear the word of God as spoken through the prophet Isaiah, the 35th chapter, beginning with verse 3. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful-hearted, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. This is the word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, who has ransomed us from the grave, dear friends in Christ, in the year 1895, a baby boy was born in New York City by the name of Angelino Siciliano. From birth, he was a weak and sickly child. By the time he was a teenager, even 16 years old, he still weighed no more than 95 pounds. One day, as he was talking to some girls on the beach at Coney Island, a bully happened by who made fun of him and kicked sand in his face. He left immediately feeling so humiliated that by the time he got home, he made a vow to himself that that would never happen again. He began to exercise and put on weight. In fact, he developed an entirely new form of exercise. He grew so strong that by 1922, he was already renowned in the area and had been declared the most perfectly developed man in the world. He made fitness and exercise a career that made him famous around the world. He also changed his name to Charles Atlas. It's an inspiring story. Maybe it's a story that resonates with you. Today's media unendingly celebrates the rich and famous, the strong and beautiful, which often makes young people in particular feel weak, underdeveloped, or unattractive by comparison. To make matters worse, there's the spiritual weakness and sin that each one of us recognizes in ourselves while we live in this world, which is a much bigger problem. But there's good news. For a day is coming when you, yes, you, will be perfectly developed, both physically and spiritually. That's why our theme for this morning is, when the ransomed of the Lord return, then perfect strength will replace every weakness. Isaiah wrote, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Have you ever felt like that? So tired and discouraged that your arms hang limply down by your sides, your knees shake and your legs feel like they'll hardly support you. That's the picture that Isaiah paints here, and certainly it was a good description of the beleaguered people of Israel who had been carried away into captivity far to the north in Babylon because of their sinfulness and rebellion. But it's also a good description of how discouraged we Christians can sometimes feel with our life in this world. Life is hard. There are unpleasant surprises that confront us. There's real suffering to endure and real hardship to overcome. Worst of all are the sins that afflict us, the sins that threaten to reduce even the most spiritually confident into a spiritual 95-pound weakling. And Satan will try his hardest to convince you that your sins in particular disqualify you from eternal life. At times like this, my fellow Christians, you need strength, and the only place to get it is from Christ. For your Lord, in his word, assures you that in him you truly have already been redeemed, restored, and forgiven. God even gives you a glimpse of the glory that you're headed toward for the sake of Christ. I know you feel weak sometimes, but I'm here to tell you it's not forever. For when the ransomed of the Lord return, then perfect strength will replace every weakness. That's Paul's conclusion too in the book of Romans. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. It doesn't mean your suffering isn't real. It doesn't mean that the hardships and the heartaches that you face in life don't cause you pain. It only means that if you could see your final destination, all those heartaches and all that suffering would fade to insignificance by comparison. Isaiah agrees, and that's why he says, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. And in fact, that's why we all gather here every day, isn't it? To hear God's word and to praise his name together, and also to build up and encourage one another. You're doing that right now. Look at the people you're sitting around. You're strengthening them. You're strengthening his hands. You're helping support her just when perhaps her knees were beginning to feel a little bit wobbly. You're saying to one another, be strong, have courage. Yes, your sins abound, but God's grace and mercy abound much more in Christ. You're reassuring your Christian brothers and sisters, have no fear. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And the day of our final redemption, it's coming. We're 24 hours closer to it now than when you listened to yesterday's chapel speaker. That day is going to be here, and it won't be long. It's such an encouragement. It gives you strength. It won't be long, we tell one another. We'll be there soon. You can almost hear the songs of the angels already. It was just a few days ago in chapel when we sang these words. And when the fight is fierce, the warfare long, steals on the ear the distant triumph song, and hearts are brave, and arms are strong, alleluia. But lo, there breaks a yet more glorious day. The saints triumphant rise in bright array. The King of glory passes on his way, alleluia. The day is coming. And when it arrives, every sin and every temptation will be behind us. Every physical flaw and every disease and weakness that torments us right now will be a distant memory. It's hard to even imagine. There, perfect strength will replace every kind of spiritual and physical weakness. Isaiah says, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer and the tongue of the dumb sing. Can you even imagine that? When the ransomed of the Lord return, people who have been blind all their life will not only see, they'll see Jesus. People who have never been able to hear will not only hear, they'll hear the songs of the angels. People confined to a wheelchair their entire life will not only stand and walk and run, they'll run into the loving arms of their Lord Jesus. How wonderful that'll be to see. How wonderful to live. You know, even Charles Atlas, of course, grew old. His once mighty arms weakened, his strength faded with time, and he died of a heart attack on Christmas Eve, 1972. That's the thing about human strength. It never lasts. But when the ransomed of the Lord return, then perfect strength will replace every weakness. Lord Jesus, hasten the arrival of that day. Amen. We sing stanzas 1 and 4 of hymn 613.